B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. Mike is out sick today. Let's hope he will be well enough to come in tomorrow. 610-632-0975 in the big 5 o'clock hour. And is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Buy any window or door and get the second at 50% off plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDER or visit GOGUIDA.com. Josh is in for me, Natalie in her normal spot. Josh doing a fantastic job. Natalie doing a fantastic job. Booney doing a fantastic job back at the TV side. And Dylan's back there floating. 610-632-0975. Dylan's doing a fine job as well. Studios, for people that are wondering, I'm still very cold.
Yeah.
Still very cold.
I still have my blanket.
Yeah. I was going to change to the hoodie, but I figured I was committed to the T-shirt for the first 3 hours. I might as well be committed to the T-shirt for the last hour and just suck it up.
Yeah, I don't feel like wearing my jacket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why I just have the blanket.
I think it's only by the end of this week that should be worked out. We'll be in Clearwater next week, Monday and Tuesday.
By the time
we get back, it should all be worked out.
I hope so.
It's going to be beautiful this weekend in Clearwater.
80 and sunny. Yeah, I looked at the forecast this morning.
Although it's beautiful here right now.
Yeah.
Beautiful here. Coronavirus, will you make adjustments for it? The Flyers, 10 in a row tomorrow. And I did not qualify anybody in the 4 o'clock hour. That was my fault. But you can win a pair of tickets to see the Flyers take on the Boston Bruins tomorrow night at 7. The first 10,000 fans receive a Flyers baseball cap presented by Tata Consultancy. For tickets, visit PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. So that's going to be an exciting thing. We've qualified some people. We'll qualify more people. Big 5 o'clock hour. Let's see if it can be just as legendary and unpredictable as when Mike is in. Dean in Mount Airy, you're on 97.5.
What's going on, Ty? Hey, man, how you doing?
What's up, Dean?
Hey, man, your birthday comes after one of the rap legends' birthday, which is today, Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, Biggie, 23 years ago today, passed away.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
Yeah.
Hey, but here's the thing, though. People are talking about the Sixers and how they're losing. They're playing teams, except for Golden State, they played every one of the teams on the West Coast with their best players playing, like Kawhi and Paul George played.
Yeah.
And you got LeBron. And you got the center. You know, I forget his name. But
here's the thing, though. The Golden State Warriors, you had to win that game. With Curry and Draymond both out, you had to win that game, even missing the guys. And had they just played any defense whatsoever, they would have won the game. Or if Korkmaz could stay in bounds.
Right. You know how that works sometimes.
I can't. But Embiid needs to be back on Wednesday. Let's hope he is back.
I was going to ask you that too, Ty. Is he coming, you know, what's his update on his
They said
status?
That he hopes to play by Wednesday. I guess we won't know. I haven't seen any news so far today. Official news about it. Josh Richardson is a concussion protocol. You kind of can't rush that. It's been over a full week now. So maybe he's back on Wednesday, but you can't rush a concussion.
Yeah, I wouldn't rush him because I wouldn't want him back at full strength.
Yeah, so I hope if you get those two guys back, obviously Ben Simmons is going to be longer. You should be able to win some games in the short term.
Right, especially going to the end of the season, they trying to make the playoffs. You know what I mean? You get key core guys back should be something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not as worried as everybody else. It's like, oh, the Sixers are going down. No, you know what? I'm not with the Flyers. I'm still holding out. I'm still on the fence with the Flyers until they make it to the playoffs, even though they won 10 games.
What do you mean? No, I can't. I got to part ways. We ran out of time there. But no. You can't be all, you know, Sally Sunshine with the Sixers and then be all negative Nancy with the Flyers. I can't have it. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. And you know there's no bigger Sixer guy in the world than me, but you can't say, oh, the Sixers are going to be fired. I need some more from the Flyers. No, you can't do that.
Well, What more?
I guess he's ready for
they got 9 games in a row.
Got to beat the Bruins and the Lightning, and then on St. Patrick's Day they have to beat the Blues, and then they'll believe.
The goalie setting NHL records. The
goalie's been fantastic.
Insane.
Beat the Penguins one more time. It's unfair. There's no logical reason for you to be optimistic about the Sixers and pessimistic about the Flyers right now.
The basketball hockey rivalry sometimes goes both ways.
And that's the part that I can't stand for. I don't do the whole rivalry thing. I still want both teams to make a deep playoff run. Both teams.
Could you imagine two summer parades? Two?
Man, it'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be so much fun? That would be the best summer in Philadelphia ever.
It would be. It'd be a turn up all the way to training camp.
Yes. Two parades?
It'd be a turn up all the way to training camp. It'd be the greatest. It'd be the greatest.
Especially since, you know, because they don't make it that far or haven't, the sports, you know, it kind of falls off. So then we have the Phillies to get through until training camp. So just imagine two parades.
It'd be not one, but two. It'd be fantastic. CJ, Egg Harbor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, CJ?
I was listening to what you said before about the Flyers and the upcoming games, and you're probably right the way the goalies are going to start. But don't you think Hart deserves or should be getting both those games?
I have said for a while personally that I would like to see him on the road to be tested, but I'm trying to go with what the coach has been doing and trying to be realistic. And I believe that what he's going to do is he's going to go with you. Right, tomorrow's the day with the extra day. I mean, Saturday has Sunday, Monday off. You go with the kid again Tuesday with only one day off. I think they're going to go with Elliott on the road against the Lightning. That's what I believe is going to happen. I would like to see him play that game.
Because
then they're off, but then it's another, and then let Elliott maybe start against the Wild back 2 days later. You could do something like that. But I think realistically, what they're going to do is they're going to do the what I said. I think Elliott's going to start on Thursday.
I just think it's a good idea to get him used to playing big teams twice in a row.
I agree with you.
That's what you're going to be happening.
I agree with you, but he was on with Mike recently, and Mike pressed him on it, and his basic thing was he's a young guy, and I think he doesn't want to overextend him. He's also been excellent in these games, so I think he's looking at how excellent he's been and how confident he is right now, and I don't think he's going to do it. But, yes, I want to see it. I would love to see him start both these games and however it falls out. Because
I think if he wins them both,
oh, my goodness. Look at the feeling we have if he somehow won both of them.
Oh, I know. You're absolutely right on that end. So, I mean, if we had the Eagles look like Kansas City, everybody would be like, no, the Eagles are still not going to do it. But
yeah, we do that. Even though the Eagles have recently won a Super Bowl, I'm going to qualify you for the tickets there, CJ. Because that is a fair point. I would like to see him start both these games. Would you want to see Hart in both these games, Josh?
Yeah, because you're going to need him to catch fire come playoff time, and you need to see him on the road. Now, they did it against the Rangers, where he played the home game and the road game. Most recently, we saw AV then go with Elliott against the Caps and then went back with Hart at home against the Hurricanes. But because that being back-to-back nights, I'm not sure if that's more indicative or the Rangers' set of games more indicative.
Yeah, so, I mean, we feel good that he's going to play against the Bruins. And then we'll see about the Lightning. And he doesn't have to announce it till the couple hours before the game anyway. So maybe he does it in advance like he's been doing it, but he doesn't have to. Maybe he holds out. And if they win 3-1 tomorrow and he's great again, do you keep him in just because he's so hot, or do you want to give him that's the most interesting thing left about this team other than the winning is how he's going to manage these goalies in the playoffs. Because we still don't know. And anybody that says that they know is just guessing. Because we still don't know.
And he has played a little bit better on the road since coming back from the injury as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that.
And I think it's a maturity thing with him slowly but surely. Still real young. But for them to get where they need to go against the best teams, he probably needs to be playing every game. I think. Mark on the cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Ty.
What's up, Mark?
I just called because I was supposed to go with my son to the the Sixers game on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going because I'm 66. I have COPD. And I don't think I or anybody in my condition should actually go in a big public place such as that.
I hear you, Mark. I'm not judging at all. You have certain health concerns. You would be one of the people that are vulnerable, have the compromised immune system, and they say that you would be hypothetically in more risk than myself or Natalie or Josh. So I think that's a pretty good decision. Are you going to sell the tickets and take your son to another game once this dies down? Well, what's your plan?
Yeah, my son and his girlfriend are going. The three of us were going to go. I guess he's going to try and get rid of my ticket.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I certainly would encourage everybody to not go to, you know, in my situation.
Right, right. No, absolutely. No, it's unfortunate you have to deal with that. But in your situation, it's probably the smart thing to do. So let's say, if you were 100%, like, you're good with your son and his girlfriend going, though. You're not concerned about them.
Absolutely, because, you know, it's could potentially fatal to someone like me.
Right, right.
And, you know, for those guys, they're younger. He's 24. I'm not exactly sure what her age is exactly, but, you know, they're younger, and they could deal with that much better, differently than I would.
All right. And I appreciate the call, Mark. That's a tough situation. Because if you are, and I wonder, because every so often I see a few fans at the game, like on oxygen and stuff like that. Not that you shouldn't be. I do wonder, do you see people who are have some of those issues? Will they be at the games over the next few days, Tuesday and Wednesday, Flyers, Sixers? If you have on oxygen or something like that, normally they're accommodating, let them use the escalators, the elevators, yeah, etc. Is it wise for them to go to games? Like, apparently now in Italy, they've canceled the games now.
Yeah.
Like, flat out.
Oh, so the they're not even game. Happening.
They're not even happening now.
Wow.
Like, they shut the league down, and they're talking about a nationwide shutdown in Italy. So that's why I'm bringing it up. I'm not making this up. Like, it's happening other places.
Yeah.
Now, America, we're the best at everything. Like, I feel very comfortable saying that. So we should be better at response than other nations. But at the same time, you're talking about all these people. Now there's a bunch of politicians that at CPAC apparently were exposed. And those people have spoken to the president. So has the president possibly been exposed? Like, there's just a lot of stuff still happening that I think may end up leading to an abundance of caution, which would make it to where all of a sudden it's not a choice whether or not you go into the game.
Right.
You just can't.
Well, so the NBA, they're meeting on, I guess, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So with the team owners and the governors for Wednesday afternoon, they're going to decide how they proceed. So, I mean, we might not have, you know, fans at games by the end of the week.
For all
it could, this could escalate very quickly.
Yeah, let's hope that that doesn't. People love going to games. The players, I think, need it. And that's going to be weird. And then, I mean, it hurts the fan. And I know, like, people say, oh, the team with the money. I'm more like the fan that bought the ticket. They want to go.
Yeah.
Like, the Sixers games still are happening. They have a great record at home. People love going down to that building. The Flyers have a great home record. Combined, they have an amazing home record. People like going down to that building. And if they're unable to, that stinks for the people that want to go.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the team's money. And it sucks for the concession workers who work on commission.
Yeah, like, I guess.
It stinks for them. It would stink for a lot of people.
There would be a lot to figure out. I mean, what do you do with those tickets? Do you refund them? Do you give them tickets to another game?
If you can give 20,000 tickets if it's 10 games.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I guess you refund them.
Wow.
I guess you refund them.
Yeah.
Kevin, in Florida, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone, now what's going on, guys?
What's up, Kevin?
Nothing much, man. So I think it really depends on what the sporting event is about the coronavirus. Like, I got a cruise booked in Florida on the 20th, and I'm probably not going to go in now. But now the Flyers are coming to town in a few nights, and I think I'll take the risk of getting the coronavirus to go watch the Flyers right now. Over the Sixers were coming to Orlando.
Are you on speakerphone or something?
No,
Oh, that's it sounded.
Let me step outside my car. Can you hear me any better? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're all right. We'll get through it. So you're saying it's going to be about how good the team is. So let's say the Flyers.
Yeah, yeah. Because
now you're like, nah, I'm out. Because if but sister on a nine-game winning streak, you're like, I'm going in. I can risk the coronavirus for a good team.
I'm all in with my mask and gloves on. I'm good to go.
You're good.
Nah, but I just think it's getting. I think it's getting blown out of proportion a little bit. There's over 300 million people in America, and I think I don't know, like 1,000 people got diagnosed with it, or what's the?
Let me ask you. Count, but, you know? But have you been tested, or I've been? And do we have a vaccine for it? I mean, I think I'm right down in the middle of this. Like, what I do find odd are people who won't get a flu shot who are worried about this. Odd.
Yeah.
Odd. There's also people who
are
anti-vaccine but want this vaccine because this one's the safe one, but the other one, like, odd. Like, that kind of thing. But I don't think it's getting blown out of proportion. Most people today have said they're still going to go to games and stuff. But it's on their minds. And if you have any money, market and everything. So I don't think most people are overreacting. I think what people are trying to do is figure out how to meter out a reaction. What's appropriate in this situation. I haven't sensed a lot of panic on the phone lines today. I'm not seeing a lot of panic, personally, with all this. I think people are just trying to figure out what to do because this is a new thing. Jim in Chester County, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Jim?
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Natalie. Nice little article there in the Inquirer this weekend. Good for Women's Month there. And I heard you last week talking about, Natalie, how when people look at you, they look at you first as a woman and not as a sports person. But you bring a lot to this, so don't worry about that. There's people out there that like what you bring. Tyrone, want to say that... you know, the arguments last week or the discussions last week with are you on the wagon or aren't you on the wagon? Can you be on the wagon? I'm all for it. Open arms. I'm like you. Why should you root against one team and not the other? All four teams are rooting for them, even the Union. You know, we'll pick up on them and all the local.
Yeah, that was an exciting game last night that started way too late. But
right.
But that was an exciting game from the Union against LA.
Yeah, yeah. So all good stuff, all good stuff. And then you were talking also that you got to get to a college hockey game. Little suggestion for you. I was lucky enough to go out to Michigan and got to see good hockey out there. Mm-hmm. You got the Bean Pot up in Boston, which is a great one. Michigan does one. But locally, you got Princeton right there, Hobey Baker Arena. It's not far away.
Yeah,
good hockey. Good. It's a great exposure to some just local hockey stuff. So. All in all, just enjoying the ride, and just want to say you guys are doing a great job. So,
thank you, Jim. Thank you. Natalie, you didn't mention anything about an Inquirer.
Oh, no. I mean, so I'm in that book, Women's Work.
Yes, you did mention that. But
yeah,
you didn't mention anything about this weekend.
Well, so the Inquirer did a write-up and featured the women in the Delaware Valley who are a part of the Women's Work book.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was in yesterday's Inquirer. It was a surprise to me, too. I didn't know it was going to be in there.
Oh, you
and
didn't
they
know.
No, and they took an excerpt of my story which and published it, which was incredible to see. Anytime I make the paper, I feel pretty excited.
So perhaps mention it.
I suppose.
Perhaps.
I put it on Twitter.
I didn't see it on Twitter. I wasn't on Twitter that much, but you could have mentioned it during the program.
I guess.
Could have.
Yeah. No, it was.
Program. Did she mention it to you, Josh?
No.
No, it was awesome to see. It was such a pleasant surprise. And the book, Women's Work, it's on sale now. Amazon.com. It's published through Simon & Schuster. So such an honor to just be featured among these other incredible women who are kind of, you know, paving ways in male-dominated fields.
That's fantastic, Natalie.
Yeah, yeah.
And no longer a secret.
No, it wasn't a secret to begin with.
So that's great. Drew Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
No, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli, and it's time for our final Twitter poll, and that is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Son. Get your lawnmower, zero turner, any small engine tools up and running again in time for spring with Paul B. Moyer & Son's online parts warehouse. Visit poweredbymoyer.com today.
Thanks, Ty. Trumpets. It's okay. All right. Over 1,900 votes on today's poll. Will you change your habits or stop going to sporting events because of coronavirus? 24% say yes. 76% say no. So,
all right.
Majority, just, again, moving along.
Just moving along. I don't think there's a lot of panic, but there is a there's some concern. And funny thing, there was a politician who did put a gas mask on to make fun of the virus, saying that it was no big deal. He now has to self-quarantine. So that's one thing you probably shouldn't do. You can't make too much light of it.
No.
You just have to be smart about it.
Yeah.
Not panic, just be aware.
Yeah, I think that's a net positive, I think, if everybody's washing their hands more. Because not only is it preventing the coronavirus, but it's also preventing the flu and the common cold and, you know, just passing along germs in general, which I feel like is, again, a net positive for life, for all of us.
Yes. There's no negative to washing hands more, except being ashy.
Yes.
You got to put a little more lotion on.
Yeah.
And there has not been a run on lotion, which kind of shows you who's buying all the soap. Because I can tell you, if certain people loaded up on soap, they would load up on lotion. So, I'm just saying, the people that know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. Alex on the cell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone, let me take you off this speaker here. Hold on, give me a second. Hey, good morning. Lord have mercy. I've been up so long. Good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody?
What's going on, man?
I'm doing all right, Ty. You know what I mean? I'm in a good mood because the Flyers are doing great. You know, I'm going to tell you how I got back on the Flyer bandwagon.
How'd you get back?
How did I get back?
Mm-hmm.
It might sound crazy. But the announcer, the way he just...
You're talking about Mark Zumoff?
Yeah.
Well, he's the greatest. He's the greatest.
Announcing the game, and like I got back on the Sixers bandwagon because I haven't been to a Sixers game since AI was playing. And like
Jim Jackson and Zumoff got you back into the Flyers and the Sixers.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. And I'm like this. If you're a true Philadelphia fan, you know what I mean? You right at your wheels fall off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Flyers
absolutely
are doing great, and I'm all for it. I hope they continue to do great. I hope they go to win a Stanley Cup. I remember when they first won the first Stanley Cup they had in 1974. This town went crazy.
Yeah.
I was 12 years old. This town went crazy. And then they won it back-to-back. Oh, my God. That was even worse. They was turning over buses. I'm like, whoa.
Let me tell you something. If the Flyers do win it this year, it can be a run. This could be a 2 in a row, 3 in 4 years. This can really turn into a big run with this young squad.
Yeah. And I'm on Natalie's side. This would be the best summer ever. 2 parades? Oh, my goodness. But as far as the coronavirus thing.
Yes, will you make adjustments?
Your best bet is just be careful, that's all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a caller said, don't let it run your life. Just be careful. You know, wash your hands. Do what you got to do. You know, don't take it lightly, but don't take it super serious either.
Just be
smart.
Just
be
cautious.
Right, right.
I got you, Alex. No, I appreciate it, Alex. Now we're just out of time there. I think that's fair. As long as people are acknowledging it. But we had a caller say, hey, he's got a condition. He's not going to go to games. You're going to have other people who don't admit it. They'll want to put a strong face, but they're very nervous about this. And some of this is because the information can change without anything necessarily changing, just because there haven't been a lot of people who are tested.
Right.
So you could be around the same exact people and nothing change, but you get new information, even though no one got any sicker or anything like that. So, you know. And
yeah.
I know with kids now, they say, like with school, if you got a fever, they're just sending them home. Like they're not nurses' office, just phew, get out of there.
They're not giving them a mint and sending them back to class?
No, like they have in the past.
Yeah.
And then that also brings up a thing of, I know a lot of people have to go to work, even sick, to make a living. I'm hoping certain employers recognize that you do not want a person coming into work sick and make some concessions for said employee temporarily, including even this building or anywhere else, because I know in the past I've went to work sick when I should not have. I know other people here have done that. Right now, perhaps employers should make it a little easier for sick employees to stay home so they don't possibly bring that to work with them over the next couple of weeks, if you know it's not what, asking too much.
You know what's funny? I saw this meme floating around a couple weeks ago, and it said, what feels like illegal? What feels like it's illegal, but it isn't? And it said, calling out of work sick when you're actually sick.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, I mean, I suffer from that. When I'm sick, I feel like I have to get here. It's, always, you know, it's always just the work ethic. And a lot of people, I think, feel that way, that you have to go to work.
That's why Mike right now, if you're not feeling well, I'm glad he didn't try to come in anyway.
Yeah.
Since he's not feeling well.
Right.
Don't take any chances right now.
Yeah.
I don't think he has corona. I'm just saying there's no need to take any chances right now. And if a guy's sick, employees, figure out something for them so that they don't feel like they need to come to work sick. I don't know if you got to give them, do something for the people. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, they'll say that I'm crazy for suggesting that. Alex in Lumberton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyron, what's going on?
What's up, Alex?
I just want to make 2 points.
Yes.
Regarding the Bruins, just as like a preview for tomorrow's game. Now, the other day, the Bruins and the Lightning played. The Lightning got the best of them, but that game got really physical.
Flyers are built for physical.
There was a huge line brawl in that game. And Tampa got the best of them for sure. I've never seen Chara get knocked on his butt like that before in my life. Even Marchand got tossed around. You got to check it out. So I just kind of want to see how that plays out in the game tomorrow. Usually Philly and Boston games are very physical games usually.
Yeah.
So I want to see if that kind of took a toll on them and how that'll affect the Bruins. Tomorrow will definitely be interesting to see. I'm wondering if the Flyers kind of saw that over the weekend, if they might come out and play, you know, with an edge a little more physically this game.
I know. I feel like the Flyers, if they have their choice, they'll go around you rather than through you. But if they have to go through you, they'll go through you. You know what I mean? I think this Flyers team would rather just skate away from you and just keep playing their game. They have done a tremendous job not getting involved in that. But it seems like when people try to out-tough them, they keep it. They keep to their plan. So I'm interested in how that works out.
100% agree with you. It's definitely not their go-to this year, and it's a good thing to be honest. They're playing more of a skilled game.
Yeah.
But like you said, if it gets down to that, they definitely are capable of that. Now, the second point I just wanted to point out, do you guys remember what happened the last time the Flyers and the Bruins played, how that game ended? It was one of the best sports moments in the entire NHL so far this year.
What was it?
Marchand overskating the puck.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, in the shootout. Okay, yes,
yeah,
I do remember that.
It was a shootout.
Yeah, I had never seen that before.
Oh, you got to see.
Now that you mention it, I remember in the shootout where he went back and everybody went crazy. I've never seen that before. I don't think that'll happen again. I don't think. Like, what are the odds that he overskates the puck again and just misses it?
Not good, but it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Nobody likes him. Brian in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in and let you know that StubHub is doing refunds if your game gets canceled for the coronavirus.
So StubHub's doing refunds.
Yeah, they said they'll give you like 100% cash refund or 120% site credit.
Oh, how about that? So that's good. So if you want your money now, they'll give it to you, all of it back. But if you want a future game, they'll give you a little extra.
Yeah. So they can hold on to your money.
Yeah, but that also gives you it insulates you from a ticket increase if you use it next year.
Yeah, and Vigneault got bumped out of he got beaten in the Cup Finals by the Bruins when he was coaching the Canucks. So he's always going to make sure his teams are prepared to play them tough.
Yeah, I think they're going to be prepared tomorrow. They're sky high with confidence. And the good thing about them not playing so great Saturday, but the goalie playing so well, is he can drill them in practice about how they didn't do certain things right, and then the goal, but they still were able to get a win. So I think that I think they're going to win tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of the idea of a goalie tandem, like one goalie at home, one on the road. But if it's working, it's working.
Yeah, I agree with you. But maybe we're making a mistake. Maybe we're not, like, people were resistant to analytics. Maybe this year, because of his age, the goalie tandem, maybe he starts 5 out of 7 games in the playoffs. It's not a straight split, but it's a little more split. Maybe that's what has to happen. It's worked all year. My instincts and everybody else's instincts kind of seems like you want to get to one guy, but maybe we're looking at it wrong. Because this guy's pressed all the other right buttons this year. I don't know why he'd suddenly be wrong about the goalie situation. On the other side, sound off here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Yes, indeed. Time for sound off. 610-771-9705. If you want to get in, it is for people who are either very busy or cowardly, as I always say when I fill in. Let's hear what the people have to say today.
Here's what I want everybody to understand. Ben Simmons does not show up in the playoffs. So we can talk about what he does in the regular season. That's cute and beautiful. But in the playoffs, when it matters most, he disappears. Yeah, we vilify him for it, and then we go right back to glorifying him in the regular season again. For me, I'm done giving Ben Simmons any type of regular season glory until I see him do something different in the postseason.
I don't know where that call came from. I mean, he didn't play over the weekend. I guess that was residual anger from last May at Ben Simmons. Okay.
So you have the Flyers, who on any given night, you have no idea who's going to be the stud because they all play their hearts out. Then you got the Sixers. Big Al finally steps up, starts showing some grit against a piss-poor Warriors squad, and the rest of the team sits back and loses and should be an easy game at the end. Pathetic.
Well, it was pathetic. And the Flyers do find ways to win, and the Sixers right now found some ways to lose. They need Joel Embiid badly because they didn't play any defense on that West Coast trip.
Once again, the Sixers have shown an inability to close out the fourth quarter. Brett Brown is just too passive, man. He had them boys jacking up a lot of threes, and they was winning most of the game. All they really needed is a couple buckets to sustain their lead, but... And he wants to jack up all these trees, and that's why, I mean, he's just too passive.
Yeah, I don't think they lost the game because of the coach. I don't think they lost the game because of the coach. It's very convenient and easy. Oh, they lost. He coaches the wins, too. We never recognize that. No one ever calls about that. They lost because of the players.
Is it any wonder why most of the fans in this town hate Brett Brown? First of all, why does he always have to play Korkmaz 25 to 30 minutes? The guy stepped out of bounds, unforced, Mike, twice. Twice. I don't get it, Mike. Maybe it's me. You can't keep losing double-digit leads to teams with 14 wins.
the Korkmaz thing was problematic. But that's another example of a player. He says, now, if you want to say he plays Korkmaz too many minutes, he doesn't have much of a choice right this minute but to play him a lot of minutes. But I get it.
Right back to you, Tyrone. Nothing but luck for you. Before the season even started, man, you had the Flyers making the playoffs. Michael, you're full of sarcasm with the Flyers. It just ain't happening with you, man.
See, now this is what I'm trying to avoid. You see, Mike has been on board with the Flyers from the moment he started seeing. It takes more time with Mike. He says the same thing with baseball. He does the same thing with the Sixers. He does the same thing with the Eagles. It takes longer for Mike to buy in. But as soon as he thought they were good, he bought in. Can we stop with all the hate?
Tyrone, you are completely nuts, my brother. Let me tell you something. Go to Walmart and get a nightlight for $2.99. When you sit down, doesn't that stuff spray back all over the porcelain on your junk? Come on, man.
First of all, no.
My goodness.
Right. Come on, buddy. Trying to give me... And no. It's the middle of the night. I'm not doing that. And go buy... I'm not going near Walmart right now. Either.
What if Ben does not come back due to injury? They enter the playoffs. Sixers enter the playoffs only with Joel. And the Sixers are a first-round playoff exit. Does Brett get... Does he get leeway because they have no Ben?
This question has been asked before. I don't know how the Sixers will handle it. I still believe in that scenario, Brett Brown would not return. What's disturbing to me is I think there's a certain percentage of fans that are rooting for that to happen because of their hate for Brett Brown.
The Flyer story is a defensive coach, Mike Yap. Got a young team with no depth, playing, scoring, blocking shots, and protecting the league. He's developing a young talent. That's the story. Nobody knows.
All right. Well, has anybody denied that that is the story? I mean, that's the story. All right.
The reason why they're allowed to fight in hockey is because you're on skates. You really can't punch anybody flush. If they were regular surface with sneakers on, they would never be able to fight. These guys in the NHL would fight each other if they're playing street hockey. The whole premise is because they're on skates and you can't get someone flush. You keep slipping.
Yeah, that's why guys have all kinds of concussions, and I've seen guys get knocked out. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic Same Day Joint Replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef? I don't like them. Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
Good morning. See you later.
Yes, indeed. Thanks to Josh, Natalie, Dylan, and Booney. Up next on 97.5 The Fanatic is Joe Torre on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Quick slants. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Let's hope Mike is back later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.